BBC News with Natalia Ralston. King Abdullah of Jordan has promised a relentless war against Islamic State after the militants murdered a Jordanian Air Force pilot. He said the war would be waged on Islamic State's ground and the blood of Mu'adh al-Qasasba would not be shed in vain. Jordan's information minister, Mohammed al-Momani, said the country's response to the murder would be loud and clear.
All the state agencies, including the military and the security services, will develop their different options to deal with this new challenge. This will ensure that Jordan's response will be heard by the whole world. And as we said yesterday, our response will be tough, decisive, and earth-shaking.
Earlier today, Jordan executed two jihadist prisoners on death row in response to the killing. One of them was Sajida al-Rashawi, whose release had been demanded by IS militants as part of a proposed hostage exchange. Reports from Libya say that a number of workers at a remote oil field were killed in an attack on Tuesday night. A senior military official at the Mabruk oil field said that at least 12 people were killed, including foreign nationals. He said that most were beheaded, while some were shot. No group has said it carried out the attack, although eyewitness reports suggest the gunmen described themselves as members of the Islamic State group. Justice officials in Greece say the leader of the far-right anti-immigrant party, Golden Dawn, Nikos Michalakos, and many other party members will be tried for crimes including murder. Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
They came third in last week's election, but now 72 members of Greece's neo-Nazi Golden Dawn party will be tried for forming a criminal organisation. Among them is the leader and most of the MPs, investigated since September 2013, when a party supporter stabbed to death a left-wing activist and musician. It prompted a huge clampdown on Golden Dawn, with charges brought against the leaders including murder. Nazi paraphernalia has been found at MPs' houses, and witnesses have talked of party hit squads formed to attack rivals.
An artillery shell that hit a hospital in eastern Ukraine has killed at least four people. Video footage showed a huge crater in the grounds of the hospital in the rebel-held city of Donetsk. The European Union foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, has called for an immediate truce to allow civilians to leave the area. Johnny Diamond reports.
The spiral of violence, said the EU's foreign policy chief today, needs to stop. But in eastern Ukraine, the number of dead keeps climbing. The shelling of a hospital in the western suburbs of Donetsk has killed between 4 and 10 people, according to the Ukrainian authorities. The government in Kiev blames separatist forces for the deaths. A further 8 civilians have been killed in the region in the past 24 hours.
World News from the BBC. Reports from Cameroon say Boko Haram militants have killed dozens of people at a town bordering Nigeria. Residents and officials in the town of Fotokol say the militants went on the rampage, murdering civilians and burning down property, including a mosque. The reports say they were then repelled by regional forces. The attacks follow military operations against Boko Haram by forces from 3 countries, Nigeria, Cameroon and Chad, in the same area. Amnesty International has condemned as farcical life sentences handed down by a court in Egypt to 230 people over anti-government protests 3 years ago. Those sentenced include Ahmed Douma, a leading activist in the uprising that toppled Hosni Mubarak. From Cairo, Ola Gurin reports.
Having been a symbol of Egypt's revolution, Ahmed Douma has come to symbolise the repression that followed it. He responded to his life sentence with an ironic round of applause. The judge, Mohamed Nagy Shahata, said, "Are you in Tahrir Square? Don't talk too much, or I'll give you an extra 3 years." It's the latest controversial verdict from Judge Shahata, who jailed 3 Al Jazeera journalists last year and confirmed almost 200 death sentences in another trial this week.
The World Health Organization says the number of new cases of Ebola rose in the last week of January to 124. It's the first time this year that the figures have gone up in all 3 of the countries worst hit by the disease, Sierra Leone, Guinea and Liberia. Most of the cases, 80, were in Sierra Leone. And at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, Ivory Coast have booked their place in the final. They beat Democratic Republic of Congo 3-1 in an entertaining game. Ivory Coast will face the winners of Thursday's other semi-final between Ghana and Equatorial Guinea. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。